What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Retaliatory in nature is the argument, because the reason that the AP was barred, which they said was because they're not using the phrase Gulf of America, they're using Gulf of Mexico in line with their standards. And so the question here is this setting a precedent that this White House will retaliate against reporters who don't use the language that you guys believe reporters should use? And how does that align with the First Amendment commitment that you were just talking about?
I was very upfront in my briefing on day one that if we feel that there are lies being pushed by outlets in this room, we are going to hold those lies accountable. And it is a fact that the body of water off the coast of Louisiana is called the Gulf of America. And I'm not sure why news outlets don't want to call it that, but that is what it is. The Secretary of Interior has made that the official designation in the geographical identification name server. And Apple has recognized that. Google has recognized that. Pretty much every other outlet in this room has recognized that body of water as the Gulf of America. And it's very important to this administration that we get that right, not just for people here at home, but also for the rest of the world.
Carolyn Leavitt responding to Caitlin Collins there, asking about the AP reporter that wasn't included in something else, not the press room. The AP was in there. Maybe if Carolyn Leavitt would say that the Gulf of Mexico now identifies as the Gulf of America, that these folks would get that.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about that.
We just went through a whole... I mean, it's more than 4 years. We've been. I would honestly say it's been since 08, certainly 09, where we've been told this is how things are going to go from now on, to the extent where we just spent, I don't know how many years of the Biden administration specifically, but it felt like 4 years of being told that there are more than two genders, and you will acknowledge that, or you're canceled completely. Do you remember what's the Mandalorian lady's name who got fired?
Gina Carano.
She got, what did she put out? She put out there something about her pronouns being X, Y, or Z or something. Not that. That was not.
Not literally that.
No, because that's probably a pronoun.
It was something about that. It was. She said lots of things about COVID and
yeah.
She said many things.
But the fact that she was, you know, there was the transgender issue was at the heart and soul of her getting canceled because of the way she didn't acknowledge it appropriately. And then she got cut loose by Disney because of the whole thing. We spent 4 years getting smacked around because we were told you're going to refer to anybody however they tell you you're going to refer to them. If it's a guy who walks up to you and it looks like a man all the way through and through, and they say they're a woman, you better say she, her, or whatever it is. But they can't say Gulf of America.
I like when I read yesterday, stop dead naming the Gulf of America.
Yeah. I mean, just be consistent. That's all I'm asking for is be consistent. We're going to get our friend Tyrus on the air with us.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
You see him on Gutfeld, a Fox News contributor, of course, and he's host of Maintaining with Tyrus on Outkick. Tyrus, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you here.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm great. It's been great. 24 days of great making America great again. Are you? Do you feel different on this side of the presidency? There's just so much more winning happening.
Well, I feel like I'm more in the now. There's less, like, you don't wake up every day looking sideways at the TV. Like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
What did he say? Oh, no. Did he really fall asleep in the conference? You know, and who is making these policies? So, and the other thing is we are seeing firsthand the corrupt politicians freaking out because it's over for them. They're going to be exposed, and I know we can't get term limits in, but the American people, when they see how much the people that they elected to represent them were not representing them or representing themselves and self-interest, I think it's going to be a drastic change in the way that people look at congressmen and senators and stuff.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I know you're a big term limits guy, and there's a lot of evidence for the need of that right now on Capitol Hill for sure. Do you feel like the Republicans understand their assignment with Donald Trump winning? Do you feel like they're doing a good enough job, especially considering that narrow majority in the House?
I think there's a handful that are doing the right thing, but let's not get it twisted. The Democrats are not the only one making money off these lobbyists and pharma and these non-governmental agencies and kickbacks. They just can't do anything right now. But we know the ones who really are not like Mitch McConnell, who votes against everything President Trump puts on the table because he's trying his best to put up opposition and hoping that others will follow. Because I think when we see where when we start the audits and we see where the money ends up going, there's going to be a lot of senators and congressmen have to explain their mansions. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to explain their ridiculous amounts of money they have in their bank accounts. Not just Mendez, who got greedy and was hiding gold bars in his closet. it was enough. So I think come midterm, we'll start seeing some Republicans trying to rhino, and I hope that they are out of office and we get them out as soon as possible. And hopefully there'll be some criminal charges. I mean, the amount of taxpayer dollars that is being just thrown around like it's their money is ridiculous. And it's not just one side. It's just the Democrats are freaking out right now because the lobbyists are going to them saying, hey, you got to do something. I think Maxine Waters said it best when she said, quote, we don't know what they have on us.
Yeah.
Like they're freaking out and telling on themselves at the same time.
That's where I'd start my investigation. What's going on?
Yeah, when they're literally getting on TV and getting so frustrated and so paranoid. Liz Warren's running around. She doesn't know what she's going to do. By the way, I guess your little trip to the floor to stop RFK Jr. didn't quite work out, did it? I guess she's just blowing smoke signals, and we're already knowing what's the tea, as they say.
I see what you did there, Tyrus.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well acknowledged. You know, the Democrats do care, though. You know, you're talking about all of these people who are having these massive mansions on their $200,000 a year salary. They do care about where the money is, and they really want to know why Elon Musk, who has so much money, is in charge of cutting. And we didn't vote for Elon Musk. Is he some sort of bureaucratic tyrant?
We didn't vote for any of those programs either. We didn't vote to watch the sexual habits of South African gay men. We didn't vote for that either. I don't believe it was on the ballot. I think
it wasn't on my ballot.
Maybe said what they do in South Africa is their business. We don't need to watch. Who's watching that? Are they sitting there with a pen and paper check marking? Oh, I mean, like the contractor who had a 30-day contract but got paid for what 10 years? Like it's just. And I love the fact that they're all there. And you know who the mainstream media are who benefit. It wasn't just Politico that was getting money, because you watch all these opinion artists going off and attacking and going after Elon Musk because it's against their best interest, too. So the corruption's deep. The DNC was using taxpayer dollars, in my opinion, to make sure that their pundits on TV and their networks like CNN. I'm sure the speaking engagements were significantly better for those who spoke out, for those who would pretend like they didn't know that President Joe Biden was completely unfit to serve and to play dumb whether staffers made policy. I mean, I think that's going to be interesting to watch whose names pop up, and you're going to see some early resignations. But even resigning is not going to save you from stealing the people's money.
Yeah. You know, I think when I'm watching the left react right now. I'm just waiting for them to find something that makes me go, ooh, they might have a point there, or they might have something that resonates with a strong enough base that there could be some pushback. But watching these protests and watching Chuck Schumer and Elizabeth Warren, like you mentioned, it feels like they have absolutely nothing at this point in time.
Listen, very rarely do I disagree with you, but are you out of your mind? They literally ran a country for 4 years, and we had no idea that he couldn't read off a card. Do you understand? Like, they were making policy. Schumer walked, or whomever walked in, like, hey, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's send money here. Let's cut checks here. And all he did was sign, had no idea what he was signing.
Yeah.
So for them to say anything about transparency is absolutely laughable. And unfortunately, you cannot bribe Elon. You cannot bribe President Trump. You cannot bribe the people from Doge. Like, they're so in the mud that all they can do is throw it, and it does, and they don't even realize when they're making themselves look foolish.
Yeah,
like, you don't have to say Big Balls. You can say his real name. But they thought by saying that somehow it was going to be outrage. He's trolling you.
Yeah.
Just to get you to say it. And then what did Elon do? He changed his to hair. Like, they just want to hear you say it. Because they think by saying that, the American people sitting home on their couch, all seven of them that are watching CNN, are like, oh, this is an outrage. He used the B word. It's not going to work.
It's true. When you're on the winning side, it's just funny, I guess.
But it's not even the winning side, it's the common sense side. Bill Maher is there.
Yeah.
There are Democrat senators and congressmen that are going to come forward and say, hey, especially the new ones who haven't got a piece of the pie yet, there's hope for them. Or the few that stayed true. But again, when you go through Liz Warren's wealth gain during her time, she's going to sit there and tell you those are all speaking engagements. Nancy Pelosi's worth, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. That's all from hearing her speech. Are you kidding? Like, what are they doing? What side hustle do you have that is so much greater than your full-time job?
Yeah. I'd like to have a piece of that if it's on the up and up, that's for sure. Tyrus, I want to ask you.
Yeah, it's on the up and up is like saying Gutfeld's tall.
He's not. Super Bowl, can you talk to us about your thoughts on the Super Bowl? You're over. Did you watch it? Did you take? I mean, New Orleans is your place.
I made a prediction at 6:18 p.m. that it would be Eagles 37, Chiefs 13. Mm. Would have hit it had it not been for garbage time. I didn't think it was going to be close. I thought the Chiefs had. There's a reason why there hasn't been a three-peat. It's incredibly hard to do. Those guys have been playing basically an extra football season, and they've been on the right side of a few calls here and there. I'll just say that.
Mm-hmm.
And Philadelphia just punched him in the mouth. And the way the game management was, Philadelphia's defense got a lot of rest because Philly was able to control the game, and Kansas City just couldn't recover. And I don't care how good of a quarterback you are, when you got less than 2 seconds, you're not going to do very well.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Tyrus, did you think that the commercials were maybe a little more true to what they used to be, a little less woke this year?
It depends when they were filmed. So
that's a good point.
We saw half of them that were filmed before the election. I think the Tom Brady soup one, they're not even in the same room. I guess they couldn't afford the good graphics. Guys that were staring in a flat space. Like, you know, some of us have 4D TVs, Joe. So the woke ones that were made before the election, they ran with them anyways. And they were kind of like, meh. Yeah, I guess was the best way to describe it. Everyone's kind of like, oh, we used to be like that, or have to hide and put up with that. And then there was a few, you know, but like Bud Light, you're trying really hard, but you're barking up the wrong tree. It's simple. Apologize to the workers that you laid off.
Apologize to the
people that you insulted. When your CFO sat up and said it's Franny and said, you know, basically the people who have been supporting your company and making your beer company number one aren't good enough. That's where it needs to start. Instead of bringing in celebrities for commercials, bring in the truck drivers. Thank them for doing the work. Make a montage of everyone who works in the factory. You know, like back pay or do something for the people that work. And then the Americans might say, hey, you know what? But bringing in a comedian and getting, you know, Manning to drive a tractor is not going to get it done.
Mm. Last question about Super Bowl halftime show. Kendrick Lamar fan, what'd you think?
No, not, I really wasn't. Like I said, I listened to the old school stuff, the stuff that I came up with. It wasn't great. Didn't care for it. I'm not a big fan of lip syncing at Super Bowls anyways. You know, I always think the live rock and roll bands, mm-hmm. whether it's like a Snoop with a rock and roll band or AC/DC, you know, like I think that's always better, gets the crowd into it. But, you know, using that opportunity to do a diss thing for Drake, I thought was stupid. It didn't register. Nobody gets it. It was just boring.
Was Samuel L. Jackson,
Uncle Sam was awesome. There was some good things to it. There was some cool things to it, but Kendrick Lamar's, the songs, everyone was like, huh?
Yeah.
What? You know, so
I just thought I was out of touch. You
know, no. It's just, like I said, the young rap game is whack. I don't even, like, it's like you're bragging about owning a car and getting a woman. That's not hard. You know, that's just not, tough. You know, there's 50 billion women on the planet. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I have a car and a girl and I'm going to take yours. Wow. You just floored me. Oh man. Never thought of that before. You know, I guess the more wisdom you get, I like Ice Cube's the lyricist. You know, I like the old guys who could actually talk about something in their raps and clever with it. Scarface, guys like that. This stuff, this new stuff is like whiny baby rap. I don't know what it is. Studio rap, you know, and the best part of the songs is the sample.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, when I'm like, when I hear music, I was like, oh, that was the jam. I remember that. And then what? You know, Williams Crip Walking, that was just a gem. You know, it's just like, if I was her husband, I'd have left her ass out on the field.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people saying, why are you talking about an ex that's like 13 years ago or something like that?
Yeah, it's just like, it's the Super Bowl. Having her come out would have been cool. But just do something that, you know, why does it have to be a diss on Drake? It's about America, Jack. It's Super Bowl. We don't care about Canadians on a day like that.
To clarify, though, because I didn't understand. I watched it. Rap's not for me, so I'm not going to. If I like country music, if someone doesn't like country, I'm not really interested in their thoughts on
a country.
You can
have a bad country music concert,
sure.
Too. If a country music guy came out and he started dissing another country western song,
yeah,
we're like,
you'd be like, why?
Hell?
But was the Samuel L. Jackson
Brooks like that?
Was the Uncle Sam Samuel L. Jackson thing? I couldn't tell if it was in jest or respectful. Your thoughts?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It was weird because I thought Samuel was dissing him. That's not it. Do this way. Samuel Jackson is an icon.
Yeah.
So him as Uncle Sam, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I think everyone was here for it. Everyone cheered.
He looked great.
The people who were upset by it apparently was The View because they tried to bring it up. Because he's black Uncle Sam. No, he's Uncle freaking Sam.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, and you could change the posters. I want you with Samuel Jackson, and no one's going to have a problem. They're going to be like, man, Uncle Sam is cool now. Mm. So he transcends color, and most of us do. Nobody was like saying black this and black that. That's only people who try to make issues. Like, he's a good uncle. That's like when Denzel Washington played Macbeth, nobody said, oh, that was a good black Macbeth. They're like, Denzel killed it.
Because he's Denzel.
You know, like, it's just, it's when you do good work, no one says that. When you suck, they bring it up. Oh, he was the first black Uncle Sam on the Super Bowl. Because that meant he sucked. But he didn't. He killed it. And that was probably the highlight of the whole Super Bowl thing. I could just have Samuel just do that whenever. Just randomly pop up. Show's not going good. You know, the concert's not going good. Samuel Jackson pops up on the big screen. Get it together. And then, you know, I'd take that all day.
Yeah, he looked great. I was entertained by that part, at least. Tyrus, yeah. Always good to talk to you. Can't wait to have you back again next week. Thanks for being here with us today.
Yep, have a good one.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye. Tyrus, check out his book, Nuff Said. It's available right now. You can follow him on X at Planet Tyrus. Let's take a quick break. We're going to make it a super quick break because Congressman Boss is going to be with us here in just a minute, so don't go away. More on your Fry Show around the corner.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.